Picture this. You're at a farm show. A salesperson walks up with a tablet, a big smile, and a pitch that their new livestock tech will cut your labor costs in half, maybe even eliminate the need for a couple of hired hands. Part of you wants to believe it, right?
I've seen that pitch more times than I can count. And look, some of that technology is genuinely impressive, but there's a question you need to ask before you pull out the checkbook.
And that's exactly what we're digging into today. We're talking about something the RightRisk team calls human resource risk. Basically, it's the reality that people are unpredictable. They get sick, they get hurt, they retire, or they just have a bad week at the worst possible time.
Exactly. And in a small rural town, finding reliable help in the first place is its own challenge. So when technology comes along promising to solve that problem, you have to be clear-eyed about what it's actually doing. Is it a substitute, meaning it replaces a task a person was doing? Or is it a complement, meaning it works alongside your people, maybe makes them more efficient, but you still need them there?
Now, I know a lot of our listeners are probably thinking, well, which one is it? Does the technology replace my workers or not?
And that's the right question. The honest answer, for most livestock operations, is that true substitutes are actually pretty rare. Most of what's out there is a complement. Let me walk through a few examples.
Please.
Take virtual fencing or GPS ear tags. The pitch is that you'll save time. Fewer trips to check fence, move cattle, monitor water. And sure, there are real savings there, especially if you're doing intensive rotational grazing. But someone still has to set the virtual boundaries, adjust them when things shift, and troubleshoot when the signal drops. Most of the time, it changes the task rather than removing it.
So you're still sending someone out to the pasture, just maybe not as often, and for different reasons.
Right. And cattle health monitoring is similar. Those systems can track movement patterns and catch a sick animal earlier than a visual check would, which is actually pretty valuable. Cattle are good at hiding when they're not feeling well.
That's something a lot of producers know from experience.
It's true. But here's the thing, the technology can tell you something is wrong. It can't pull the animal. It can't decide on a treatment. You still need a skilled person to do that. So the real savings isn't labor hours. It's health outcomes. You're saving the calf, not the trip to the barn.
What about feed and water systems? That seems like where a lot of producers are putting money right now.
And that's probably your strongest case for real substitution, or at least close to it. Automated water monitors, remote tank sensors, automated pump controls, those can genuinely eliminate a routine trip. If your phone tells you the tank in the far pasture is full, you don't have to drive 45 minutes to check it.
That's real time saved.
It is. But even there, there's a catch. Pumps break, sensors drift and need recalibration. Feed equipment needs maintenance. So you stop needing someone to make that drive, and you start needing someone who can log into a dashboard, read what it's telling them, and know when something's wrong. The newsletter puts it well, a second tractor with no one to drive it is just a depreciating asset.
And finding somebody who can do both handle livestock and troubleshoot software, that is not an easy hire in most rural communities.
It really isn't. And that's what a lot of producers miss before they invest. The skill set shifts, and in rural areas, that new skill set can actually be harder to find than the old one. So in some cases, adding technology doesn't shrink your labor challenge. It just changes what the challenge looks like.
So let's get practical. How does a producer even begin to measure this kind of risk before they buy anything?
It starts simple. Think about two things. How often does a people problem cause a real loss on your operation, and how bad is it when it happens? If your top hand misses 3 days during calving and you lose a couple calves and spend $2,000 on extra labor, that's your starting point. That's where the pain is. And that's where technology might actually help, versus where it's just a shiny new feature.
Target the investment where the risk actually hurts.
Exactly. And then, here's a practical test you can do this week. Pick a technology you're eyeing. Write down the specific labor tasks it claims to handle. Then ask yourself honestly, does this eliminate the task, or does it just change who does it and how? Because if it just changes it, you still need people, and you need to make sure those people have the right skills to capture the value. A compliment only works if you have the people to go with it.
So it's not just about whether the technology's good, it's about whether your operation is set up to actually use it.
That's the whole thing. Technology doesn't manage itself.
All right, let's wrap up. If I had to boil today's conversation down, here's what I'd want every producer listening to hold on to. First, most precision livestock technologies out there are complements, not substitutes. They work alongside your people, not instead of them. So plan your staffing like people still matter, because they do. Second, before you invest in anything new, do the homework. List the tasks. Ask whether the tech eliminates them or just changes them, and make sure you have or can find the skills on your operation to back it up. And third, figure out where your human resource risk actually hits you the hardest. That's where your attention and your investment dollar should go first.
Well said. And if you want tools to help work through these kinds of decisions, rightrisk.org has free courses and resources built specifically for agricultural producers. One worth checking out is called Getting on Track: Better Management Through Basic Ag Records. Good record keeping is really the foundation that makes all of these technology decisions clearer. You can find it under the Courses tab at rightrisk.org.
Head over to rightrisk.org and take a look. And thanks for joining us today.
Always a good conversation. Thanks for having me.